All right. Probably need to do a series about the spirit walker versus the flesh walker. The spirit walker versus the legalistic walker. The spirit walker versus the religious walker. The spirit walker versus the outward show walker, you know. So one good example, one obvious example would be, you go to a church and they say, you better not miss a day of church, ever. Versus somebody, you go to a church and they say, well, come on back whenever, come whenever you can. We'd love to see you. Come back when you can. Don't stress yourself out. Make sure you stay in peace, you know. Walk in the spirit. The world stresses you out enough. Why would you want the church to stress you out? Those that, you know, a spirit walker, a preacher who's a spirit walker, or a deacon, or a member, a spirit walker deacon would say, I know it's rough out there, so this is a place of refuge. Come back whenever you can. Don't think of us like you think of the worldly corporations, or, you know, those that worship must worship in spirit and truth. You are the church, but come on back and fellowship when you can, you know. Versus the legalistic deacon or member or preacher would say, you better not miss a day of church. You better be here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturday breakfast. And they base it on that verse that says, don't forsake the assembling yourself together, right? That's in the book of Hebrews. It was actually written to the Hebrew believers, but it really is, the whole purpose is, as you see the day approaching, come together more often. But when you really look at the whole picture of the 501(c), you're being brainwashed back under legalism. A world's mindset. Legalism puts you back under law, which is a curse. Anybody trying to put you back under law is trying to put you under a curse. Because if you got the Holy Spirit, you know what's true and what's right and just and what's good rapport. You know how to do right. You know what's right. If you go back under law, you're going back under the flesh. All you had to do is read Romans 8 and Galatians. The book of Galatians tells you how to not walk in the legalistic spirit. And actually Paul, I guess it was Paul, he said, the book of Galatians tells you that if a legalist tries to get in, kick them out, because it's a curse. They're trying to put you back under law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. See, there's a flesh creature wants to walk under rules and laws. A legalist flesh creature wants to be seen, and they're religious. Look at me, look at how I keep all the rules, and look at how I dress and how perfect I am, and I do everything right, and I'm building churches, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing all this. That's a legalistic walker. They compare themselves with one another. A spirit walker walks in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. It's not under law, it's above the law, because it's outside of the natural. It originates in the spirit. A spirit creature is never going to tell you to keep some kind of rule to be righteous. If a spirit creature tells you to keep a rule, it's talking about boundaries to keep you in the spirit walk and not in the flesh walk. In other words, if you have a problem with drinking, why to go to a store that sells beer, you know? Which would probably be impossible to go somewhere now. That if you have a problem, whatever your weakness is, why be around it, you know? It's a boundary thing, not a rule thing. If something's gonna, if your old friends are gonna pull you back down to the world system thinking, stinking thinking, why hang around them anymore? Get away from them. Be you separate, not as a rule, but as a blessing, to be honest with you. If you can find a bunch of believers to hang out with that understand the truth about the spirit walking in the spirit, then you should meet as often as possible. But a lot of times what happens is it turns into a you got to be there, or if you're not there, people get offended, or, you know, it's like, it's bizarro. And anytime you join up with something down here, it turns into a obligation type thing. Anytime you join up with anything in the natural, whether it's a marriage, you're obligated to stuff. Whether it's a church, whether it's a hobby or anything. Even doing YouTube videos, you get to the point where you sometimes, if you don't make a video that day, you feel obligated to the people to make another one. It's like an obligation. It's the weirdest thing ever. Even though it's not a rule, there's something in you that old Adam tries to make you put you back under rules, you know. Well, I hadn't made a video today, so I better make one. It's not going to be spirit-led, but I got to make a video because it's what everybody's waiting on. It's crazy. It's insanity. Legalism is insanity. Legalism can creep in because it's the flesh. Legalism will creep in without you even knowing it. If you're not in, the Holy Spirit will show you that. If you ever escape legalism, then you don't go back. And if you do, if you do go back into legalism, somebody says something, it's like snaps you right back out of it, you know. It's hard to go back to legalism. Once you get free, why would you go back to slavery? Once you're free in Christ, why would you go back to slavery? Legalism is slavery. Legalism's a curse. Legalism is living under the blue letter sky, but you're seated in the heavenlies above the blue sky. You're not from here anymore. So I think I'll do a series. When you say that, and you say, well, I'm going to do a series, and then something happens, you don't. You feel kind of guilty because you were going to do a series. So I'm going to try to do a series to kind of break people out of legalism we get in it without even knowing it. That's how bad it is. It's the old flesh mind. It's the old Adam. We fall into legalism and don't even know it because the whole world's under legalism. The whole system is legalistic. It's Jezebelic. The whole system.